The mayor of a rural Utah town says the clean energy investments and tax credits created by the Inflation Reduction Act are helping drive economic growth and diversify her town's energy portfolio. Mayor of Helper, Utah, Lanise Peterman, claims tax credits have been vital for communities like hers as they help modernize their systems. But the budget reconciliation package now in Congress would eliminate major parts of IRA funding, including clean energy investments. Peterman says that could be detrimental to locals who've been able to harness the power of tax credits to grow their businesses.
The jobs are there. We just need to ensure that we have the educational resources available, especially to people who may be transitioning out of a traditional coal plant or coal mining to be able to step into those roles. But the roles are there.
She adds, while federal dollars in rural communities affect fewer people, their impact is triple that of urban communities. Peterman says the IRA incentives will foster energy independence as power use and costs are projected to increase. Utah Senator John Curtis has also been an outspoken critic of sunsetting the credits. Peterman says Helper is in a unique position since the town of about 2,200 residents owns and operates its own electric grid. It purchases power from transmission stations, but Peterman says they face challenges due to the town's aging and limited infrastructure. She sees these tax credits as part of the solution.
For me, it's about hardening the grid so that we can then incorporate other energy types, which I hope will drive costs down for the consumers, because now we'll have options and not be beholden to a single energy source.
Republican leadership in Congress is hoping to pass the big budget bill and have it signed by President Donald Trump before July 4th. Peterman says she hopes politicians are able to reach consensus and do what's best for all, rural and urban alike.
I'm hopeful that we can move past the partisan positions that people seem to be stuck in and do what's best for all of the people. And I really hope that comes to fruition.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.